£80.
Hey, Robert, how are you?
Good evening. Thank you very much for the opportunity. First, a set of shurim via the Kodal on how we're doing our Shabbos Aveda now. And the topic tonight is regarding someone who receives incorrect host. Obviously, it's relevant to our Shabbos Aveda. And in particular, it's relevant to the topic of the Siman Shulchan Aruch, which discusses Avidas Akum. Siman Reish, somewhat involved in Shulchan Aruch. Is the din of Avidas Ivri Aveda. So the first halacha there in the Shulchan Aruch is Avidas Hagoy Muteres. So number one, Avidas Akum is Muteres. There's a mitzvah Hashavas Aveda in the Torah. Pashas, it comes up actually in this week's Pasha also in passing. The main Pasha is in Pasuki Tzitzin. And there, in the one of the Pasukim, when he uses the term of Lechol Avidas Achicho. So we learn that from there, there's a mitzvah Hashavas Aveda. If you see a lost item, you're required, there's an issa to not return it, there's a mitzvah to yes return it, but that all applies to Avedas Achicha. So Avedas Hagoy Muteres. That's point number one. Point number two, carries on the Shulchan Aruch. V'hamachziro, not only is it mutter, but hamachziro, someone who returns it, hari ze oiver aveiro. Someone who returns it, which is over an Aveiro. This is based on the Gemara in Sanhedrin. The Gemara says, the man's voice, or Rova, is at Tzmeo, it's a Kodesh Baruch Hu, won't forgive him. Why? The man's voice, Rova, is at Tzmeo. What does that mean? It's Machloikos, Rashi, and Rambam. The Shulchan Aruch quotes Toshna Rambam, which says, the reason is the nation Machzik, Yidei Ovei Aveiro. He gives encouragement and support to people who are over Aveiro, which have led others to comment, the Be'agir on the page comments that the Rambam was only talking about like there were the Zorabi Mayhem, who were Ovi Aveiro, and obviously others say no, that was only because of the census. And in fact, if you look in the Beis Yosef, there's a bit which was chopped out of some editions, where he says, Mafurush, the Goy they were talking about, even though the Torah used the Lashon Avodah Zorah, Ovi Aveiro Zorah doesn't mean Dafka Goy is Ovi Aveiro Zorah, any Goy we're talking about. Rashi, in Sanhedrin, interestingly enough, says, that you know what the reason is the Rashi in Kesubas and slightly varied in Sanhedrin. Rashi says that the reason for this Issa, which we should call a very Gedolah, is because you're equating a Yisrael to a Goy. You're equating a Goy to a Yisrael. The Torah says Avedas Achicha. It's a place that the Torah makes a distinction between Yid and a Goy, and you come along and say, I want to be Machzeh Aveda, I want to do Hashavas Aveda to a Goy as well. So you've rubbed out that difference between, you've blurred that distinction between a Goy and Yisrael, and that is the essence of this Issa according to Rashi. Rashi Henry says slightly differently, and he says because there's no mitzvah and you're doing it anyway, it shows you're doing the mitzvah because you want to, not because they're mitzvahs. So that's the second point. Carries on the Shulchan Aruch, even though that's the Ikar Halacha. Im hen zero le kadesh es Hashem, kedei she yifaru es Yisroel, ve yeidu sheim bale emun harizim shuloch. If he gives it back with the intention of making kiddush Hashem, this is based on a Yerushalmi, which talks about an Amira, a story of Amira, who returned an Aveda, and the end of the story was, the guy said, Brit Chras, one of the Yudoi. Based on that Yerushalmi, that even though there's an Issa, but if you're doing it the Kaddish Yim Shomayim, Harizeh Yishuvach. So what does that include? Kiddush Hashem is Mutar. So you have to realize that obviously this Issa of returning it is not your regular run-of-the-mill type of Issa. Normally it's an Issa to do something in the Torah. Chol Shabbos, Beijing, Chazor. Kiddush Hashem, I'm going to do it. So don't find Shulchan Aruch saying Abba, it's also to burial on Shabbos, but if you're doing your Kashim Shemayim, then Harizeh Meshuvach. Obviously, the type of Issa here that we're talking about is a more ambivalent type of Issa. It's an Issa which is subject to the reasoning behind why you're doing it. So the reason why it's also is because there's no Issa in the Torah. The Torah doesn't say, don't give back. If you do give back, Harizeh Akum, it's an Abba. No, the Torah says the Ad guidelines. When you show that you have your own set of guidelines, that is the problem. But, yeah, but if you're doing it for the correct purpose, so that's not a problem. The place can extend this, and they say that that if you're doing it for benefit for yourself, it's also not up. Is it going to be a tevah sanah? Is it going to be a quid pro quo? You return his avida, he'll return your avida, he'll maybe he'll do something else, some other favor for you. You have something you need from him, you're going to do it for your own benefit. So it's also mutar. The Brisker Rav HaTorah, in the old Brisker Rav of the Stensilas, he brings a vault in Pashas Miketz. And he says, Yosef returned the money, engineered that the brothers should get the money back. And then when Yaakov sends his sons, the Shrothim, back to Mitzrayim, what does he say? Kesef Mishneh, Kubiyotem, take double, Beyedchem. And the Brisker Rav shtells on the Lashon HaPasuk, Kesef Mishneh, Kichu Beyedchem. What's Beyedchem? So the Brisker Rav says, Kichu Beyedchem means take it begoli. Why? He says, the money returned to you, we don't know why it came back. It shouldn't, it's not our money. It's the guys lost it. As far as they were concerned, Yosef was a guy, no. Yeah, Yosef was Yosef at that time. He's like, Avedas Akum, Osa Lanzoi. So he's like, Avinu, how can you do it? How can you do it? He says, no, we'll make Kiddush Hashem. Kesef HaMeshek Chubi Yetzem, make sure everyone knows that you're being Kiddush Hashemayim, and that's the heter to return it. So others have raised the point I've seen in Motel Gross in the same way. He raises the point, and he says, L'chayra, if there's fear of a knas, fear of a punishment, so then, there's no Israel. You don't need to come on to, you don't need to come to Kiddush Hashem when it's a Veda, you've lost something, you want to return it, you're making Kiddush Hashem, you have no self-interest, there's nothing dangerous to yourself, you're not in any risk. But where you're doing it to exonerate yourself from a risk, so then, the Chayat, it's water anyway, you don't need to come on to Kiddush Hashem. So, I'll go upon him, that's the vault on the Pasha, it has ramifications of the Halacha, Kiddush Hashem we'll see as we get to the end. So that is the third point in the sieve. The next point is, 1 minute. The next point is, Uva Mokum Sheyesh Chil Hashem Abidose Asura V'chayim Nazira. So the first point was, the prior point was, if you're doing it, Kalashim Shomayim, so then Meshuvah. You have the option, you can choose to because Hashem, if I care, it's praiseworthy, and some of you go so far as to say, those who haven't been Kaddish Hashem, when they have never gained from it in the long run, okay. But where there's a question of Chil Hashem, then Aved Oseh Asura, V'chayev Lehachzir. Now there may be a point here which is also relevant, and that is as follows. What happens if it's a Sofik Kiddush Hashem? You don't know if the person will recognize the fact that you're Jewish or attach any significance to it. So it's not so clear that you have heter. You see, there's a tension here. On the one hand, to return the Aveda is a problem, it's problematic. On the other hand, there's a question of making Kiddush Hashem, it's an opportunity.
Are you saying that the topic is on whether they know you're Jewish, or the topic is whether they're actually going to make a difference?
Any either of those two. So where the end result is, then you may not make a Kiddush Hashem for one reason or another. Right? So then, you're entering a problem, and you may not have the heter. But what happens, that's not so clear, if one's allowed to do it, and that's certain, the Yom Shishlema adds, that when we talk about giving something back to Kiddush Hashem, it's not because the person feels it's right to give it back to the thing. It's doing it, the sole purpose why you're doing it is the Kiddush Hashem. Not because they're going to think more of you, not because they're going to think more of Brit Mashmon you doi. But where there's a question of Cheshash Chil Hashem, that's a different story. Why? Because Chil Hashem Avedosa Yasuro V'chayim Lachziro. So then, it's Mi'ikra Din, others say it becomes Issa Deraisa to take this Aveda, it's got a Din, perhaps a Gezel Akum in such circumstances, and therefore there's a Chiyuv, whether it's Cheshash Chil Hashem, is a Chiyuv Lachziro. Okay, so that is the introduction to Simon Reish Samavol, Sifa Adam. The Issa, the Hesed to take Aveda Sakum, the Issa to give it back, the Shvach, if you're doing a Kiddush Hashem, and the Issa of Chil Hashem. See base. chayev lahazi avidas yisrael.
Sofik chel Hashem vada.
Sofik chel Hashem. It's not clear what the pashut of the pesukim is that is proper to avoid that chashash. How rochik a chashash by Hashem is also a question. But okay, right. Chayev lahazi beis. Chayev lahazi avidas yisrael. You mukhiyev to give back avidas yisrael. Afilu hayobal avidas rosha vayichum avidas that they over. Even if he's a Rosha, he's Eichel, Nevedis, and Teofin, he has Taibus, he's still called the Yisrael, Avedis, Achicha, Chayim, Nazio, Avol, Eichel, Nevedis, Achis, Hariga, Apikoros, Apikosim, Oidev, Zora, Yisrael, Machal, Yisrael, Vahesi, Osa, Nazir, and Avedis, Kavik, is good. Someone who's Oiba Avedis in such a way that he's Yotzim, Machal, Yisrael, has got the same dinim, Legabe Avedo, that you're not allowed to be Masjid, Avedo. So the postkim, that Legabe this, Halacha of Isl Lachzer Aveda, we take on that even someone who has a Hesed a Tinnik Shnishba, he's Lite Ovoin, we don't assume anyone's Lahakis, and therefore, even somebody who is not Shema Terah Mitzvahs in Gansanish, he still qualifies to have his Aveda returned to him, and he's still required to return his Aveda to him, although it still has ramifications to Halacha.
If the Aveda is Trafus.
If what?
If the Aveda is Trafus.
Then I guess it's a shayla for Tnei Iver. It's a separate, I guess it's a I'm end of the day, tear away on his Tnei Iver. Yes. So now, just one more point, and that is, what happens if you have an Aveda where we have a shutfus between a Yisrael and a Goy? And I think it's jointly owned by a Yisrael and a Goy. So the Yisrael is Chayav Lahasi, so the Goy is also Lahasi. What's the din? The din, huh? Definitely.
You do have to.
You definitely give it back.
Good
guess? 50-50. What do you say?
Yeah, I've got something like Chil Hashem, the Yiddish apartment, Tillis Goish apartment. I can't
lie. Yeah, I return it, you don't return it. So that's clear. Halacha later, it's clear halacha early on. See, the halacha of, Hashem's Havedo has got a secondary aspect to it. It's called, the person can call it Avedas Karka. What happens if he's not lost any item, but you see he's going to have a hefsid? You see he's going to have a hefsid. You see, the Moshe Gemara talks about somebody whose field is going to be flooded. You see the small hole in the dam, and the field is going to be flooded, and you can block the dam. Is that Hashava Sarido? So Gemara learns that from Pasuk. That's also called Hashava Sarido. What Aveda are you telling to him? What's he lost? There's nothing lost. But you've prevented him from having a hefsid. So, there's another example of that. The one says you see a cow running through somebody's field and eating the field and it's trashing the person's field. Aveda's karka. So if it's a bingo, if the karka belongs to Yisrael, it's got a din of Aveda's Yisrael, you save him from the hefsid. If it's a din of the property belongs to the goy, it's got a din of Aveda's goy, you're not mukhita. What happens though if you know that the goy is going to come along and he's going to see this behemoth which belongs to a yid is trashing his field and he's going to go and shoot the animal? So then it becomes a bit of a mechuyot to take the animal out. At the same time, you're also doing Aveda Sakum, which is also doesn't matter because you're not doing it because you hold of Aveda Sakum, you're not showing that you're massively the goy as much as you stroll, you're doing it for the purpose of Aveda Sakum. So that's not. So now this halacha that Avedis Akmas Mutter creates a whole other set of halachas which come right at the beginning of Hilchos Hashavas Aveda. The halacha is if you find an Aveda with a simon, but most people who traverse this area are goyim, you're allowed to keep it. Why? So now there's a double function here. Number one is Alpiroi, we can assume was lost by a non-Jew, by a goy. And therefore, the notion of Lahasid Aveda, even though it's a double sheish besimun. What happens if you happen to know that Yisrael lost this particular item? So now we assume, as long as the Yisrael's realized that he's lost the item, and he now knows that the likelihood this item is going to be found by a goy. So he's not going to return this item, he's miyayish. So it creates a situation where you can not only that, you can assume that it's far from a goy. But even if you know far from Yisrael, you can keep it, assuming the goy is miyayish. So we have a situation the Shulchan Aruch talks about. You find a barrel of wine. Makom sheroiv akum. You can keep it. There's not much you can do with it because you see it fall from a goy. It's yain, the yain's also. A week later, a yid comes along and gives you a simon on the barrel. This barrel is my sin. So now you know it's a yid, it's a barrel. Do you have to give it back to him? No. Because we can assume that he was miyayish because he assumed the goy was going to find it. But you know that you found a barrel of yiddish wine through his simon, therefore you can keep it, and you can use it.
Even though it was only miyayish because of the goy found it, but let's say.
But he's miyayish. The reasoning why it's miyayish is not relevant. If you wouldn't know that he would be miyayish, no, yeah, true. If you would know that he would find himself also be miyayish. But in advice, we don't assume that he's bottom line is miyayish. And then you get this halacha where you can keep it based on the fact that it belonged to a goy, but you're allowed to drink it because you know it belongs to Yisrael. Fine. How does Dinu Achusu play a role in all this? It's a hotly debated subject. There's a big debate between Rav Nasha Klein in his Chuvas Mishnah Halachos and Rabbi Yom Zil versus Rabbi Yom Zil, what was the corresponding backwards and forwards. It's unclear exactly what their point of contention is. But Rav Nasha Klein argues very strongly, has arrived from the Mora. Rav Moshe Feinstein brings the same argument in the Mora that Dinu D'Machusu Dino, which requires you to return something, is not going to have an impact on the halacha of a shasa zavida. Says Rabbi Moshe Klein, if it would have an impact, then we'd have to rewrite the whole hilchos halacha zavida, because half of hilchos zavida are constructed upon this principle and the ramifications of this principle. So therefore, if you're now going to reject this halacha, we'd have to rewrite half of hilchos zavida. We don't find the poskim discussing this. Rabbi Moshe says it's not shav dinu d'machusu dino by an aveda, because it's not a recurring process. It doesn't apply to the whole the commercial world of transactions. It's something which is a mikre and therefore doesn't qualify for the category of dinu d'machusu dino. It works, by the way, heim l'kol heim l'chumrah, because if you find something in a place where most people are eating, and there's a dollar change for simon, and the banim aren't miyayish. Now, the law is, after 30 days, no one claims that you keep it yourself. That's also going to help you. So it's heim l'kol heim l'chumrah, either even requires you to give it back. However, he does concede, remember Moshe Klein, that if a person's worried he's going to get into trouble breaching of the law, so then it's not dinu d'machusu dino. But that will go into the idea of what we said earlier, that if you're worried you're going to have a kenas, you're worried you're going to get a penalty, you're worried it's going to be affected in yourself some way, then you're allowed to return the item. But not because the dinu d'machusu dino has changed the halacha, but because you're impacted by the fact that you live here and you're bound by those laws. So in Japan, where there's a very severe penalty for not returning items. This is it's very expensive items regularly turn up on the police desk table because people are just too terrified. So if you're there, so you're allowed to do it because you don't have to put yourself behind bars in order not to be massive. Let's see. Is yet, what's the halacha if you get the post, incorrect post, arriving in your door? So now, Pashtus, it's got the din of an aveda. It's addressed to somebody else, it's not addressed to you. Who does this item belong to? Who is the aveda? And are you allowed to return it? So Pashtus, when you get an item through your door, it's going to belong to the sender. Now let's talk about letters. Suddenly a letter belongs to the sender. If it's a package which has been paid for, let's say an Amazon package which is a delivery, which has been paid for by a aid, then we'll go into the Tesco debate, ordering comments from Tesco before Pesach is up to be delivered straight after Pesach, when does it belong to you? But Pashtus, again, it still belongs until the person who orders it receives it, it's going to belong to the sender. In which case, we can assume that the din is, it's got the din of Avi Yitzhakum. So now, what's the halacha of Avi Yitzhakum? Mutter to keep it, also lachzio, if it's kish Hashem, right in the Shubach, but makom sheish chel Hashem, may yom sheish chel Hashem, also lachzio. So now, if the package is addressed and it's recorded, and we know where it ended up, and they're going to be able to trace it, and they're going to know they ended up to Eid, and Eid says, no, I never got it, and you know, chashash. But if...
The driver knows where he delivered it.
If what?
The driver will know where he delivered it.
The driver possibly knows where he delivered it to, etc, etc, etc. Fine, if it's recorded, if that's a chashash. But if it's a letter, it's a postman, you put the letter through the box, and it's addressed to your Goshen neighbor. So now, if it's addressed to your Goshen neighbor, and the assumption is that it's addressed to a driver, and the assumption is that, well, if the guy will assume it came to his neighbor this side or that side, I don't know where, if no one gives me a post, Shashkel Hashem. Same. But what happens if the letter is delivered and it's the wrong street, it's the wrong postcode, it's the wrong area, right? It's an area where no Yidden live. And the person who got it is not going to, who lost it, is not going to attribute the fact that it arrived in this area. So now, if you want to return it, then there's a Shashkel Hashem. Kiddush Hashem, can you do it? If you make it Hashem, you can do it. But if you want to drive up to his house and post a letter through his letterbox, so certainly no Kiddush Hashem, he can tell you how to do it. Right? If you're going to now knock on his door and you say, you know, I'm Jewish and I give it back because I'm Jewish, say that. So then you've got a heta of Kiddush Hashem. What happens if you've got a package ransom and the address on it says, Chmeisishos, Kohen, Rai, Kohen, Kohen, but it's addressed to someone who's a Yid? Is that Avin Sakum? Is that Avin Sishor? He's paid for it. He may well pay for it.
He'll
get it replaced. The passus is the item belongs to the sender. He may have paid for it, it doesn't belong to him. He's paid for it, he's paid for it. He may be able to get his money back, he may order another item, he may not order item, but you're not returning his item to him. There may be he may need this item, he may suffer discomfort not having this item, so maybe it's like Mila's Chesed to get back this item, but essentially, Vaitas Avedis Akum has the same principles of Avedis Akum. Shkolim for listening.
Why is it not going to deliver a character?